Inside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. Phil Williams hosting Right Side Radio here on WVNN. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. One of my favorite segments every single week. We get together. This time we rescheduled to accommodate some things later in the week. But listen, it's called the Grand Council. We have my brethren, Jeff Poor from 106.5 down on the coast. We got our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, morning show guy and program director. So I'm going to call the roll. Do we have a Dale Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Do we have a Jeff Poor on the line?
Present.
Present. I pronounce a quorum in effect. Copper, hit the sound effect.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Nice. All right. So in reviewing the minutes of previous weeks, I do believe that what we're going to do, pinging each other with questions like we always do, not always agreeing, but always loving each other when it's done, I'm going to say, Dale, I think you're first. Go ahead, man.
All right. Linda Blanchard, she's finally
you're
decided.
Stealing my question.
Excuse me. Lindy Blanchard has decided that she is running for governor now. I'm going to have to agree with Kyle Whitmire, who basically was like, if you're going to try to make the argument that the governor is low energy and, you know, we need someone out there who's going to, you know, stoke the fires, this wasn't the way to do it. She seemed kind of off her game. But, you know, is this it? Is Lindy Blanchard the person we need to be talking about here?
Go, Jeff.
I would say the only good thing to come about this is it – at least somebody besides talk radio hosts will be criticizing Kay Ivey out there that we don't have to carry this burden anymore of being the check on the governor. But I wouldn't put too much stock into it. I have, I honestly have been underwhelmed. But it's as I say, you know, she's got a big checkbook. You start writing some checks. And if she's not the one behind the ads, and she gets to somebody with a good voice and a good presence on camera, and who knows what could happen. But the best thing to come out of this is at least somebody else is going to be going after the governor.
Well, and I think that's true. I had Tim James on the show yesterday, and that's a whole other dynamic. But to answer your question, Dale, about whether this is all worth talking about, I think it's definitely a topic of conversation. I mean, the race got crowded with people that can afford to run the race, financially speaking. I don't know whether she has the traction to get to a runoff or not, but I just find the interesting dynamic here that she said she wanted to go federal, work in the Senate in D.C., and then she just flipped that completely, and now she wants to go executive branch in state government here back in Alabama. So, I mean, there are some people I'm sure that are already thinking, I gave money to her campaign to go one thing, and now she's doing another, and I'm not sure if it's going to play out well. We'll see. Your own question, Jeff. I mean, Dale, what do you think?
I just think that she, like you just said, she looks like she's just looking for something to do. And Kay Ivey, I thought, had a pretty decent response talking about using your own money to try to buy a seat. That's how Kay Ivey's going to try to frame her. And I think that's going to be pretty clear when you say, wasn't she running for Senate? Now she's running for governor because she has a lot of money. She can do that kind of stuff. So I think Tim James is the guy at this point who's going to, I think, be a real challenge.
I think so, too. I will add this, though. Kay Ivey's got to be careful with that because even though it was much more similar, she was running for governor and then chose to run for lieutenant governor, and she flipped her race. And there were people who had given to her race at one point that suddenly said, now you're not doing that thing you said you were going to do. Although it made more sense because it was kind of in line, lieutenant governor, governor. But still, it was a race switch right in the middle of the campaign. I'm going to go ahead and grab the next question. So let me jump on that same bandwagon and ask you this. A story came out in 1819 News about the announcement from Linda Blanchard, said that at the bottom of the story that there are reports that Trump was going to be endorsing her campaign. Do you think that Trump will extend the Trump brand to a race by Lindy Blanchard for governor? Jeff.
I hear that Susie Wiles, I believe is her name, who is really close in the Trump inner circle, is very involved in the Blanchard campaign. And I don't know if we'll see it necessarily, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that we will not. Just because there are some ties to Trump world, some very close ties. And for that reason, I would keep an eye on it. I think it's possible.
Dale?
I can't see why she does this if that's not in the cards. It sounds insane to me. If I was Trump, I want no part of this. But I'm not Trump, obviously. And it makes no sense for him to do this, but which, you know, again, I'm not Trump. I can't understand it. But there's got to be something here, as crazy as it sounds, that he might be willing to come in here and play.
Well, here's my thinking on it. I do agree with your point, Dale, that why would she switch races and jump in if she hadn't already had that calculated into her decision-making process? I would not be a bit surprised, though, to find out that Trump's reluctant to throw his name on something that doesn't have traction. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he made an agreement that if she got her race to a certain level in the polls, that he might step in to see if he can give her a bump. But I doubt if he's going to do it right here on day one. Right now she was what, 1%? And where was her percentage in the most recent Senate polls? It was like abysmal single digits.
Yep.
So I think he's going to have to see something out of her before he's willing to put his name on it, is my thinking. Jeff, you're up, bud.
Jefferson Dunn announced he's retiring at the end of the month. He's going to no longer be the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections. They named a replacement from Aaliyah. I believe his name's Ham. I think this writing's on the wall, guys. I think Jeff Dunn knows what's coming, and he's getting out of the way of it. I just think the federal receivership or whatever is coming, and they're going to, in some ways, get involved. I don't know if it'll quite be a California situation, but it just seems that the special session and new prison construction just isn't going to be enough for the Department of Justice, and they're expecting more out of the Department of Corrections, and here they come. And this was kind of another shoe to drop in that direction.
Yeah, I'll jump on that first. I don't disagree with you. I especially think that it's a Biden Department of Justice, which is, you know, shown that it's willing to go to war for the least little thing that a red state does. So I do think we're definitely at risk. I will say this: I know Jeff Dunn personally. Got a personal friendship with him. I also know John Hamm personally, who was named as his replacement. They're both good dudes on a personal basis. I wouldn't want that job. But nonetheless, I'll say that I think we might be looking at receivership. There's also the other argument that's going to wind up being that everything that he said he wanted to do got done. He did reduce prison overcrowding. He did increase some opportunities to reduce recidivism, and he did finally get the win that they've been looking for on getting into construction plan going. So maybe he's leaving and enjoying his military retirement because he's a retired Air Force pilot, and just going to do some fishing. I don't know. Dale?
Yeah, I don't know enough about this, honestly, to tell you. It's been my theory from the very beginning that they just want the federal government to come in and tell them what to do. They don't want to spend. They didn't want to spend a ton of money. They didn't want to let a bunch of people out of jail. They're spending a bunch of money. They're not letting a bunch of people out of jail. But they, well, I think they'll have the federal government come in and tell them who they're going to let out of jail, and they'll be like, "Oh, shucks, I really didn't want to do that, but I guess we just had to."
Well, Lord, I hope not, especially in an election year. But I tell you what, here's the other dynamic of this. I was telling somebody earlier today. The interesting dynamic of this, too, is if you stop and look at it, this makes the third major cabinet-level announcement of somebody leaving the Ivey administration before the end of 3 years, right going into an election season when she's got a challenging primary brewing. I don't know the people are jumping ship. But I can't help but think that there's key people that are walking out the door all around the same time, and that's interesting to me.
Unless they walk over to another candidate, I don't think the people care, and two, I don't know if they're looking that deep into it, but maybe they are.
Who knows, Jeff?
You're suggesting there's some kind of turmoil within the upper echelons of the Ivy administration, perhaps.
I'm saying that's a possibility when you look at some of the high level leaves. You know, exits from the chief of staff, just got the movement around in that staffing. The communications director left recently, and then now we've got the head of corrections, and those are all cabinets. So who knows? I don't know. Key staff and cabinets. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a short break right now. Copper, run that music. We're going to run to the short break. We come back, we'll finish up with the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor from 106.5 down in the coastal regions and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. Three conservative pundits punditing among the best of them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going right back to the phones with Jeff Poor from 106.5 down in the Mobile area and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN for the Grand Council. We do it once a week, pinging questions off each other, and I believe, Dale, you are up.
All right, so here's my question, and I don't know if this is really a fair question here, because it's kind of on the same thing, but we didn't touch on it last time. Why did Linda Blanchard change her name? I mean, why?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a straight answer. I think she's trying to personalize. I think somebody, some consultant she hired said, you got to start personalizing yourself. You're like an unknown and you're kind of stiff. So apparently people who know her well call her Lindy. And I think that she got the advice that you need to go out there and sort of try to beat Lindy to the average Alabamian. That's what I'm thinking happens. Just saying.
Does anyone Jeff care Rowe? Besides us?
No, but you know, well, I take it back. I saw people already commenting like, who is she now? But Jeff, what do you think, man?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the people that know her have always called her Lindy, and Linda probably seems a little stiff. So why not? She's still probably going to be at 2-3% name ID. If you're going to make a change like that, now's the time to do it.
You know, you going to wrap your own question up there, Dale?
Yeah, I think it's silly. It's one of the more silly things that we've seen here because she didn't think about this before. It's like Katy Britt. She dropped the Boyd. At least she dropped it at the beginning. For whatever reason she did. And this one just in the middle of the race, she's like, okay, I'm no longer this. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, go figure. All right, I think I'm next. So Tim James was on yesterday. We talked about several things. You know, the fact that he decided to go ahead and run. I really believe that. I mean, I knew he was going to run anyway, but I really believe that he moved up the timeline because he heard that Lindy was getting in, and he wanted to get his name out there first. That being said, with those candidates, I mean, Stacey George and Dean Odle are not making any traction in the polls, but they've still got a couple of percents each. And then you've got Tim James was polling in the threes way back in August before he was ever in. You've got Blanchard that's going to bring something over from her little bit of name ID in the Senate race. And then you've got, who am I missing here? Somewhere in there is
Jim Ziegler.
Jim Ziegler. Jim Ziegler already had like 8.8% in the Signal poll. He's not even officially in. All that to say, there's enough there to add up to a runoff if somebody can grab those non-KIV votes. What are your thoughts? Do we have a runoff, or is she going to run off with it? Dale, you first.
I look back at the Signal poll from last August, or this August, I guess it was, and we saw a poll where she was at 40% and 33% undecided, 9 somebody else, and then like everyone else had like a percentage or whatever on top of that. It seems very unlikely. I think she is clearly the front runner, but it depends how they're going to go on the attack. If they go on the actual attack and put her on her heels, then I think there's a possibility we could have a runoff here.
Jeff?
I think they're totally going to come out swinging at her. She seems to be a very odd tack from the Ivy campaign. You saw the response to Tim James and Linda Blanchard's announcements today. They got a little bit of a swagger. They got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I think they're gearing up for a fight. But I do think that it's Tim James versus the world on one hand, and then Linda Blanchard and her checkbook on another hand. That's the only path they have, is to go super negative and do it. They should have started doing it yesterday.
You know, the interesting thing is going to be, if we do get a runoff, there's no way she can avoid a debate. And I wonder if she still has the physical stamina to do a statewide race with potential for debate in the mix of that. That's going to be interesting. But
you think she will do a debate? Let's say she gets 40% and second place comes in at 15. I think she stays home. She doesn't do a debate.
Well, all right. We'll see. We'll see. All right, Jeff, you're up, man. We got about 2.5 minutes.
The vaccine mandate, another federal court ruled against another aspect of the Biden vaccine mandate. This thing seems to be crumbling under its own weight. It's eventually going to have to go before the Supreme Court, I assume. But with all this confusion out there, let me ask you this way, that it's probably done more harm than good overall with vaccinations, it seems to me.
I think there's no doubt. There's no doubt. In fact, I saw today that Merriam-Webster has changed their online definition. They had an online definition for anti-vaccination, and the online definition has been changed not just to someone who won't get the shot, but who also opposes laws on the shot. They recognize that they're losing ground in a big way, and they've hurt the process here. But I think the possibility exists that these court cases drag on for another 9-10 months, and then we see a flip in the legislature up in D.C., or in the Congress, and they repeal it without having to wait for the Supreme Court. That's what I'm wondering. Dale?
Yeah, it's been a net negative. It's a mess. The whole thing is a mess. And I don't think you'll see a repeal out of Congress anytime soon. But I do think Joe Biden eventually walks and says, I'm done with this. And I think he says, we've lost. I tried my best. America's done okay. If I were him, I'd take a victory lap and say, look how good we've done. But he can't do that. The negativity has to reign here. So I think that eventually they'll walk away from this, but it's going to be a while.
Well, it's a control issue, too. I mean, once they've got the control going, why should they let up? Right now they can control you getting boosters as long as they still have the mandates in place. So, all right, fellas, I'm going to call it. That's where we stop. But I appreciate you, as always, the Grand Counsel, Jeff Poore from 106.5 down on the coast. You can follow him on social media as well as our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN and me. We meet weekly, the Grand Council, right here on WVNN. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, listen, we're headed to a break now. When we get back, the phones will be open. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. But I will also be hitting up the last topic on the Triple Dipper. The fact that politics is local. It can even be national and still come back to local. I'll tell you what I mean when we get back after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.